respecting myself. Sit or lie comfortably. Respect your choice of your position. Knowing that your body knows how to make itself comfortable. Your feelings are to be respected no matter what you're feeling, because they're part of you. Your soul is to be respected because it's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who He loves and He has created to be its own unique self. So respect yourself in these moments, giving yourself permission to focus all of your thoughts and energy and attention onto yourself right now. Notice which positions feel most comfortable for you. Notice how nice it feels to give yourself your own time and space. To respect yourself by creating a boundary around this time and space for yourself. And as you sit and relax now, imagine a gentle wave of relaxation spread upwards within your body, relaxing your feet, relaxing your legs, the gentle wave of peacefulness and relaxation spreads upwards within all the joints of your legs, your ankles, your knees, your hips, and the muscles of your legs. They feel heavier and so calm and relaxed. The gentle wave of relaxation spreads upwards into the inner organs of your body, your digestive system, and your lungs and your heart. You experience them feeling calm and relaxed and strong. For as you relax, strength flows into your organs. The sensation of peace and relaxation spreads throughout your back, your shoulder muscles, your neck muscles, throughout your nervous system, so that your whole body begins to deeply relax and feel so tranquil. And your sense of peace and relaxation spreads upwards into your head, the muscles of your face, your eyes, and your thoughts, so that your whole body feels so peaceful, so calm and tranquil. And in your mind, you allow yourself to view yourself as somebody who can be respected. You know that so much of how you experienced respect or disrespect throughout your life was based on your very early childhood experiences. It may even be partially contributed to by the experience of your mother and your grandmothers and how they experienced being respected or disrespected, and the women of your community as you were growing up. How to respect ourselves is a skill and a talent. Some have a more inborn capacity to do it naturally. Some of us need to learn it, but we can all learn to respect ourselves. We can learn to respect our own truths, even if those around us do not respect our truth. We can respect ourselves by creating healthy boundaries for ourselves, even if those around us violate our boundaries. No matter how many times we need to reestablish our boundaries, each act of patrolling our own boundaries for ourselves is an act of self-respect. We can respect ourselves by creating blocks of time and space for ourselves. Repeat to yourself in your mind, statements of deep respect for ourselves as Jewish women. I am bringing the Geula. I am on a pedestal with all of the other Jewish women and matriarchs throughout the generations. I am bringing an incredible contribution to the world. I give myself honor and appreciation for all that I do. I am the backbone of my home. When I get together with other women, we have tremendous wisdom, understanding. We can bring solutions to so many challenges in society. I bring beauty to the world by enabling others to see the beauty within themselves. I wear so many hats and fill so many roles to so many people in my life. I use my natural understanding to benefit those around me. Just like Sarah Imenu, who had Bina Yisera, she had an extra measure of understanding and a greater measure of prophecy even than Avraham Avinu. I share so much of the traits of Miriam, Hanavia, who in a time of widespread despair had the hope, perseverance, and strength to envision a cause for celebration that would come true for her nation. I am on a pedestal with Yehudis, Esther, and Yael, women of courage and bravery and confidence, who wrapped themselves in calmness to carry out their mission, risking their lives for our nation. I am on a pedestal with every other Jewish woman alive today and throughout our history. We respect ourselves. We have patience with ourselves. We don't have to be perfect to respect who we are right now. The angels in heaven look down at all of us Jewish women, and they delight in looking and gazing at the souls of the women who will be bringing the Geula. They delight in each and every one of our souls, witnessing the unique holiness that each one of us possesses. The Malachim, the angels in heaven, have respected Jewish women throughout the ages. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Esther Hamalka, Devara Hanavia. All the way throughout history, to those who changed the face of history, more recently like Sarah Schneerer. We are all on pedestals together with them. We respect ourselves as links in the holy chain. Whether we link in with our children or link in with friends, students, those to whom we give in the next generation. We are respected by the angels in heaven, by the heavenly hosts, and we respect ourselves. Take a minute now to imagine how you intend to respect yourself more in the coming days, in some kind of thought, speech, or action. You hear my voice in about a minute. And when you're ready, Become gradually aware of where you are resting and relaxing here today, of the temperature in the room, any sounds around you. And when you're ready, come back, open your eyes, join us here, knowing that you are a respected child of Hashem.